Hey, good Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices for Change 2.0, the only podcast that focuses on mental health while mixing in movies, music, books, sports, and pop culture. Here are your hosts, Rebecca and Joe Lombardo.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Voices for Change 2.0. Sorry about my little misfire there. We're doing things a little bit different, so the message that we received was different, so I wasn't expecting it.
It's okay, babe. It's okay. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We hope the holiday season is finding you happy and healthy and full of joy and letting go of all the negative, bad crap that's happened over the course of 2017, whatever that crap might be for you or your loved ones. We know we're trying to let it go, and I especially am eager to get 2018 going. For those that lean politically the way I do, I can't wait for next November when we get to vote, but the waiting in between now and then is...
Ooh, yeah. No voting, talking.
I'm sorry, honey. It's the last time I'll try and make it the last time I bring that up.
Thank you.
This year of 2017. So we're trying to go into 2018 positively. Looking forward to what can be. Any hopes going into the new year, baby?
I'm hoping that we have a healthier 2018, excuse me as I lose my voice, than we had 2017, even 2016. They haven't been the healthiest years for us, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to turning the page and hopefully starting all over again and feeling better the whole year.
Getting healthier. Yeah, that's a good goal to have. I know physically, mentally, it was a trying year for us. The ups and the downs, and I know for me personally, I need to get more active. I know you feel the same way,
mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna shoot for that, and try and eat healthier and, all the stuff, all the cliche stuff that people say this time of year, it's a good reset, and maybe it is cliche, but if you don't try to do it, then what's the point? The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, as they say. So it's finding the wherewithal to make that first step.
Absolutely. It's going to be tricky, but it's just something that we have to resolve ourselves to do.
Here, let me grab something really quick. Dear people, please bear with me a second.
So we are waiting for our guest currently. So we are going to go over some of our exciting upcoming guests that we have.
Yeah, you just fill you guys in and give you a little bit of a tease and,
just
people
to
just a taste, just something to look forward to in the coming 2018.
Next Saturday, we're going to be talking with the lovely Ann Moss. She's an advocate and has experienced some loss in her life, and we're looking forward to her perspective.
Yep.
We'll be talking soon with Zach Valenti. He has his own podcast, and he is also an advocate. Really, really cool guy. I've been on his show before. We'll be talking with Jay Chirino, an author of a book called The Flawed Ones, as well as Anthony Caputo, who I know some of you know. He is also an advocate.
A lot of advocates coming up. There's a lot of good people in the mental health community that, you know, we're hoping to shine a light on, you know, and get the word out, you know, and just keep raising awareness, you know. It's been a good year for the show. You know, it's been a nice solid year. We're so grateful to our producer Scott for having us on his network, and it's been a great experience the entire year, and we're hoping to continue that, you know, going into this year. We love working with him, and we also want to take the opportunity to thank everybody that has been on the show this year. You guys have been great. You know, all of our guests have just been wonderful to talk to bring to the attention of our wonderful listeners, you guys. And so thank you. You know, thank you for taking the time, you know, out of your busy schedules to talk to us and to listen to us. We're thankful to everybody that has called in to participate in the show, and we encourage that. You know, we love talking with you guys. We love having, you know, maybe there's a question that you want to ask a guest that maybe we haven't asked, you know. By all means, bring it. You know, feel free to call in and, you know, just you know, get involved with us. You know, we ain't fancy, you know. So, you know, we love you guys, and we're honored to do the show. We're honored to be here.
Yeah, and like I said before, we are just waiting on our guest. We're a little concerned that there may be a time zone mix-up, so we're giving him some more time to give us a call in. If anybody knows Kevin Hines or lives next door, you want to chuck a brick at his front door and remind him to give us a call, that would be awesome.
Yep, that would be welcome. I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate the brick being chucked at his door, but, you know, desperate times, right?
So if you have a product or a book or a website or a blog or, you know, really anything, and you would like to advertise with us, get in contact with me, because we have advertising opportunities during the course of the show.
Yes.
So that would be, you know, a good way for you to get the word out in the mental health community, especially because I know that's a lot of our listeners are from the mental health community.
Yes, absolutely. If you've got a book coming out, if you've got a blog that you want to draw attention to, anything that you're trying to find a creative way to get the word out. You know, one thing we are actively going to be looking into in 2018 is advertising, you know, doing, you know, commercials for our friends and our listeners and whatnot, you know. And, you know, it's not going to be the beat you over the head kind of commercials that, you know, buy this product or whatever. You know, it's just, we just want to raise awareness. You know, that's the whole point of our show, is just getting awareness out there, getting, you know, trying to combat the stigma that we all run into every day, and trying to make things better for everybody, you know, trying to find creative ways to, what's the word I want to use? You know, when someone has a physical ailment, you know, you mention it and they're, people understand. You know, people understand and like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, and, you know, they're considerate of that. And, you know, they don't look at you like you're less than, they just accept it. And they're like, okay, well, you know, so-and-so has a broken arm. So-and-so has diabetes. So-and-so has, you know, cancer, you know, and they want to help, and they want to, you know, what can I do to make it better? We want that same kind of thing with mental health. We really do. That is our big time number one goal with mental health is just, you know, the same kind of acceptance. You know, any other organ in your body, when it gets affected by something, you know, there's no question. You know, you got a problem with your liver. You got a problem with your gallbladder. You got to have your gallbladder out or what have you. Your brain's an organ, you know, and it can be prone to what have you, you know. It can be damaged in an accident. You can be born with, you know, bipolar disorder or, you know, borderline personality disorder or something. And, you know, it's no different. And that's our aim. That's our goal, is just to have people that aren't afflicted accept it and be understanding and be patient. You know, patience is such a big thing. I know you agree with me on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not easy, you know.
No, it's definitely not. It's a slippery slope at times. You know, you really want to be there for people, and sometimes you're not doing your best, so you can't, and it's a bummer. It's heartbreaking when people are struggling, but you know, that's why we're here, is to hopefully offer a sense of, you know,
community
well-being for,
yeah.
for anyone that listens to the show. And, you know, if you would have interest in giving us a call today while we're waiting for our guest, you can call us at 347-989 0126. And if you have any questions for Joe and myself, please feel free to give us a call. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. You know, we welcome any questions. You know, one of our original goals in doing this show is, and this goes way, way back when we first started, was we get questions all the time about how we do it, you know, with us being married and, you know, Rebecca having bipolar and having anxiety and everything. And, you know, me being pretty much the caregiver, you know, and, you know, cause there's a lot of marriages that don't, basically they don't survive for whatever reason. It's one person or the other or both. And, you know, so we always thought, all right, well, we would really love, you know, to answer those questions and give our perspective on things and just try and be a guiding light. So if you definitely, absolutely are going through some stuff or you have a question for us, you know, about how we handle a certain situation or what have you, by all means, feel free to call us. Again, the number is 347-989-0126. Let's see here.
We're definitely looking forward to, Joe's got Monday off, and we, we're looking forward to spending the next 3 days together. He had, 10 days off before Christmas, and it was hard to send him back to work. It was really great having him here every day.
Yeah,
and I know even the cats noticed the difference.
Yeah, it was really nice being able to get up and not have to be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, being able to hang out with my beautiful wife all day, and you know, get cuddled up and watch movies and, you know, hang out with my cat, Bubba, you know.
All three
of our cats, yes.
Don't
but
single out Bubba.
I'm singling him out just because he feels the need to crawl up on my chest and crush my lungs. So, but no, it was really nice getting that time away, you know, and you know, I know not everybody can get time away like that. You know, I'm incredibly blessed to have the job that I have and to have been there as long as I have. And, you know, it's hard to not take things for granted. You know, it just is. Really quick, you know, to my employers, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. They've always been there for us. And
yeah,
you know, we have great benefits through your job and just.
Yeah, you know, and that's
good thing.
That's the other thing, too, that you know, you bring up, babe. And you know, we are really lucky. You know, Beck has a great psychiatrist. We have great prescription coverage because I'm lucky enough to have the job that I have. You know, our heart breaks for those that don't have that. And that's one thing that, you know, again, we want to try and draw awareness to, is that everybody should have the kind of, you know, the kind of insurance, the kind of coverage that we have, you know, that it's, you know, where you're not going into debt to get your medication, where you're not having to decide between, do I get my pills or do I eat today? You know, going bankrupt because of medical bills, you know, in this country in particular, that is one thing that should not be happening, you know, and things need to change. You know, I know I mentioned her, you know, at the beginning of the show that with my particular political leanings, I'm eager for November. I think in the interest of the mental health community, we need to be active this year. We need to raise awareness. We need to get out and vote. We need to make the change that we want to make, you know, and we're only going to do that through talking about it, pushing for change, you know, organizing, and crying out when there is an injustice being made against us, you know, in particular. You know, there's so much great advocacy for other afflictions, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of great seeds. And, you know, when Andy was on with us a couple weeks ago, you know, he mentioned, you know, that we're all across the board on it. And, you know, if we can find a way to coalesce and get the ship going all in one direction, I really think that we can make the change that we need to make.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope that's in the future for us. But so it looks like, unfortunately, our guest has some time zone issues. We haven't gotten a call yet, so unfortunately, today's show will have to be rescheduled. We're grateful to anyone that's listening, and you know, we're sorry that we couldn't provide the guest for you today. Hopefully we can get that rescheduled soon.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we've had a lot of great comments on the music that we play during our show. So we're just going to play out with a song that Joe loves. He loves the big band sound.
I do. I really do.
Join us next week at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we'll be talking, like I said, to Ann Moss. She's a lovely lady. So here is Stephen Davis with Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm a guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady never flirts with strangers. She'd have a heart. She'd be nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Don't miss the Mental Health Memoir of the Year, It's Not Your Journey. It's Not Your Journey is the true story of one woman's 20-year battle with mental illness and her recovery from a suicide attempt in 2013. Rebecca Lombardo candidly reveals her real and raw emotions in dealing with depression, bipolar disorder, the loss of her mother and brother, and more. Pick it up today on Amazon.com or visit www.RebeccaLombardo.com for more information.
Join us next week as Rebecca and Joe continue to battle the stigma of mental illness. Follow us on Twitter at Voices for Change RJ and on Facebook at Voices for Change 2.0.